This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I've been using a really cool company called Digit to help me save more money. It transfers small sums from your bank account without you noticing and deposits it into an FDIC-insured savings account that you have full access to. It's totally free, and so I recommend that you give it a try by going to tinysaversclub.com right now and signing up. You'll get a free $5 for joining through that link, so why not give it a shot? Go to tinysaversclub.com and start saving today. In this episode, we talk about focus and concentration in the workplace, how you can improve it, and why you shouldn't feel so bad if you do lose focus. But try to keep your focus going for just a bit longer because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Change. Today's song is by Disfigure. It's the track Painted Souls, and I picked it because I'm a big fan of the piano chords blended with the fast-paced drum loops and the energy they create together. Check out the link for this song in the description and enjoy the tunes. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple, research-backed strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and we've talked in the past about focus and productivity. These are some of the most popular episodes of the show, and for good reason. The ability to focus and the ability to concentrate and be more productive is seen as an asset in nearly every career there is. And so I can understand why it's continuously been such an important issue for you. Back in episode 27, I talked about how to maximize your weekend and come back to the work week with a higher level of focus. In episode 24 and episode 12, I talked about sleep and the role it plays in your productivity the next day. And of course, back in episode 11 and episode 3, we talked directly about productivity and some strategies to be more productive in your day. It's an important issue, and if you haven't taken the chance to listen to those episodes, I highly recommend that you do. Today, I want to talk about it again, but from a slightly different angle. For example, did you know that multitasking has been shown to reduce your IQ for the period that you're attempting it? Or how about the fact that your inability to stay focused can actually be a good thing? In my research, I found one man who seems to be an absolute expert on this topic, David Rock. He wrote the book Your Brain at Work, and when you look into the world of focus and concentration, his name pops up over and over again. Some of his ideas include the causes for our lack of focus, to which he says it is a response to overwhelm of information and the fact that our attention is a limited resource. With all of the possible areas we could focus on and everything that needs to be done on a given day, it becomes incredibly easy to jump around from thing to thing and never truly get anything accomplished. He also talks about the idea that every time we need to pay attention, it consumes a tiny bit of glucose from our bodies. So every time we switch focus, we're actually left with much less glucose than we had prior. Here's a short excerpt from his book. Distractions are not just frustrating. They can be exhausting. By the time you get back to where you were, your ability to stay focused goes down even further as you have even less glucose available now. Change focus 10 times an hour, and one study showed people in offices did so as much as 20 times an hour, and your productive thinking time is only a fraction of what's possible. End quote. So switching our focus, getting our attention broken, and continuously jumping around leaves us with less capability than we had before. This explains why we often get less accomplished when we try to pile more things onto our plate. But here's something really interesting. Despite this research, letting your mind wander can actually be a very good thing with really positive effects. Quote, losing focus is actually natural and desirable. It's an evolutionary system meant to keep us safe. Breaking focus is essentially bottom down. It happens when your brain is noticing things that might need your attention. Evolution requires your concentration to break when something is either dangerous or rewarding. End quote. This was an excerpt from The Science Behind Concentration and Improved Focus by Alina Vraby. The argument in this section is that we've evolved over time to have the ability to break our focus when needed in order to ensure our safety and satisfaction. This use may no longer be important for most of you listening to the show, at least not from a safety point of view, but it can still be used to give the brain a chance to step back from the problem at hand and view it from a wider point of view. Letting your focus break can be a phenomenal way to solve the problem at hand by creating distance from it. When we come back, I'm going to share with you a few key takeaways from all of this. I'll talk about how the two point of views I just discussed are actually both part of the same idea, and I'll share the key action steps you can start using immediately to reap the benefits. All this after the break. One of the most important things we can all do to improve our lives is save more money. And so I've partnered with a company to help you do just that. It's called Digit, and here's how it works. You set up your bank account, and every now and then, Digit will transfer small sums of money ranging from 20 cents to $5 from your account into an FDIC-insured savings account that you can access at any time. Here's the best part. You won't even notice the transfers. I've been using Digit now for a few months, and I haven't had to change a thing about my spending habits. But lo and behold, I just checked my savings account, and I was pleasantly surprised to have saved $250 without even thinking about it. To sign up for Digit, all you have to do is go to tinysaversclub.com, and it'll take you to their website. It's totally free, and if you sign up through tinysaversclub.com, you'll actually get a free $5 to start off. So give it a try by going to tinysaversclub.com and start saving today. So if we look at David Rock's advice, it seems to say that spending our efforts trying to improve our focus and build our ability to stick to one thing is the most important thing we can do. With that said, the segment from Alina's article and my comments right afterwards suggest that losing focus can be a good thing and can help us to solve tough issues. The truth is that both of these are correct. Trying to accomplish more than one thing at a time may seem possible in theory, but ultimately the quality of work you accomplish will take a beating as a result. And the best way to utilize this knowledge is the following. Number one, identify the important tasks. Adding more things to our to-do list will only result in accomplishing less overall and a lower quality on the things we do finish. In order to get the most accomplished, you have to be brutal in your approach to culling your to-do list. Focus on 3 to 5 high-impact items each day as much as you can, rather than every single thing that needs to be done. Number two, focus on one thing at a time. Stop trying to multitask and just take one project from beginning to end as best you can. Constantly switching between tasks each few minutes will end with less being done and more stress and anxiety in your life. And number three, let yourself breathe. During the times that you're focused, let yourself be laser focused. But when your mind starts to wander and you start to daydream, let your mind recover. By doing this, you'll come back to the task in 2 to 3 minutes with a renewed sense of purpose. Now, by following the above, you'll take advantage of the extreme levels of focus required to get things done on a daily basis, as well as the rejuvenating effects of letting your mind relax. Combine these and you have a recipe for a more productive, more focused, and more valuable day. Throughout February, I am making myself available to you for 1 hour every single weekday. This means that you and I can hop on a Skype chat, Google Hangout, or phone call and talk about anything and everything that matters to you. To sign up for one of these calls, go to tinyleapschat.com and it'll take you to my personal calendar. This page will let you choose a date and time that works for you, and everything will be smooth sailing from there. That's it for episode 33. If you'd like to sign up to receive an email each week with a short roundup of episodes and resources from that past week, all you have to do is text the word TINY to 38470 right now and you'll get enrolled. With that said, thank you so much for listening. And if you like the show so far, the greatest compliment you could pay it is leaving a rating and review on iTunes, as well as subscribing to get future episodes. Here's a great review by a listener named Joel Bogus. Quote, "We all need inspiring stories, fresh ideas, relevant information, and steps to action. Way to make this show happen." End quote. Well, thank you so much for the kind words. I love your show. And for those of you listening who don't know it, Joel is the host of Relaunch, which is a great podcast that I suggest checking out. I really appreciate the kind words, Joel. Love that you are tuning in, and I hope that you continue to do so. If you'd like to have your review read on the show, well, you've got to leave one. So go ahead and do it so that I can have the pleasure of reading your name and your review on the air. Until the next episode, I've been Greg Clunas, and remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day, every day, every day. I'm a pet of souls. I'm a pet of souls. I'm a pet of souls. I'm a pet of souls.